Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everybody. If you can dream it, you can do it. That's not just an empty catchphrase anymore. In the age of social media, there are more opportunities than ever to turn your dreams into a reality. A 30-second video that gets shared over and over again can catapult you to fame. It's all about putting yourself out there and creating the content that really engages people. My guest today, Noah Edward, is a living example of how you can dream your way to the top. Noah is the co-founder of a virtual reality production company, as well as the co-founder of the video production company LA Reels. Noah started his filmmaking career with $15 and an iPhone, producing a 31-episode documentary series, Follow Noah, that chronicled his journey walking across Japan. Noah's here today to share his inspiring story and experience and talk to us about the power of following your dreams. Noah, welcome to the show. I'm so happy that you're with us today.
Likewise. Thank you so much. And excited to be here.
Yeah, there's, now, I mean, there's...
If my reception goes out, just let me know. I'm on the 13th floor, so that might be part of the reason why I'm
okay,
doing that.
No problem. Let's just keep on with the fact that, you know, you really have created, you know, you've created a company out of a dream, and you've really taken those small steps to see, you know, to see your like basically your experience just kind of flourish. And so can you tell our audience a little bit about how that has happened and what some tips and tools of how other people can begin to start that journey for themselves?
Yeah, it really does come down to, just like you said, if you have to start with a dream, you have to start with an idea, and it can be really intimidating at first when you look up and you see, like, this is what I want to do. But at the time when the idea comes, like, you've got to just start taking some action. Don't wait, because the more you wait, the more farther away that idea is going to get. And it's always going to change anyway. As you start moving towards your idea, you're going to find bridges that connect you that you never thought were going to be there. You know, a year ago today, I had no idea that I was going to be running a virtual reality startup. And that just kind of came through a progression of some of the problems I was facing running my current business. That business, I even started that basically just trying to figure out what my reason to be alive was. I was lost. I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I picked up my iPhone and I walked across Japan, realized that I wanted to be a storyteller. And, you know, so I came back and started a company.
That's fantastic. You know, but
go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, but, you know, how did you understand that this all takes action? You know, a lot of people, I think, especially people I work with that are trying to put their lives back together or really trying to, you know, kind of find their passion or purpose, they don't basically understand that you really do have to take a lot of action. And then even during that action, you may actually stumble and make a mistake. But yet, how do you continue to move forward in that? Because it sounds like even for yourself, just like you said, this company that now has emerged happened by mistake almost.
Totally. And it is so much of that process is born out of pain, out of mistakes, out of frustration. And I really learned, you know, when I first started my very first business, I had nowhere else to go. I keep doing the same thing and I keep living a life that I don't want to live, or I try something different. And I figured, you know what? Hey, if I give it a shot and I push forward, the best thing that can happen is I succeed.
Right.
The worst thing that can happen is I go back to doing whatever it was I was doing before. But you have to change something. And if you don't do that change, you're going to stay where you are. And it's a lot like building muscles in the gym. You know, you've got to flex that zone of uncomfort. You've got to introduce some pain. And through that process, you grow. And a lot of us are so afraid to take that step. And a lot of us are so afraid to flex that rubber band, to just push a little bit outside of our comfort zone. But every time we do that, you know, we're going to grow and we're going to make mistakes. And it's just a part of the business. But if you can get back up after you make the mistake, you're going to be so much stronger. You're going to be so much more experienced. And you're going to be able to take those lessons that you learned and turn them into a solution for the future. That was a big part of what B-Vision is, our virtual reality company. It was born out of our sort of mistakes we made as a regular production company, that we never built something up for a rainy day. We always had, every job we took was set for today, tomorrow, and maybe for like the next, the rest of the month. But every time we had a customer, we would finish their job, and then we'd have to go find a new customer. So B-Vision came out of that pain point. We decided that we were going to build something that we could enable entrepreneurs, experts, coaches, a platform in virtual reality where they could teach their courses and have a source of residual passive income. I mean, we're still building it. So it's, you know, it's been an idea that we just kind of started out of that pain point, and we've got quite a bit of work left to do on it.
Yeah, but the idea is fantastic, and it's I think it's like the new wave of what to do. And you know, nowadays I think anybody that is starting their own business has to embrace the social media piece to it, the technology that's out there, in order to kind of keep up with, you know, delivering the best work that they can deliver. And it's so wonderful that you are going to be on the forefront, on the front lines basically of that, and helping people embrace that for their own businesses. That's so exciting. Can you tell everybody a little bit about how you are now also creating communities that people could connect? You're doing dinners and dinner parties, and how did that come about?
Yeah, actually, you know, it came from one thing I realized a long time ago when I had about 4 or 5 years ago before I started all my businesses, that I was super depressed, lonely. I was on the bathroom floor and about to call it quits. One thing I realized is that you really need to surround yourself with good people in life. And you have to be proactive in going out and finding those people. You also need to be proactive in educating yourself and learning new ways to kind of find your strengths and your social skills. So I took a few kind of like social training courses, and I read a lot of that stuff. And so I put it into action. And one of the things that was really, I've seen a lot of success with, and I've had a lot of fun, is hosting monthly dinner parties. I've been able to connect with friends in a way that is so meaningful and just so memorable. So every month we do a different country's cuisine. So tonight I'm doing Spain. So I've got a ton of groceries I got to go home and cook.
That's so cool.
And I've got dozens of friends coming over to eat. It's going to be really exciting.
That's so fun. That's so fun. And it's such a nice way to get people together. And I feel like it's, you know, it's really cool, because these days we all are really reliant on texting and keeping in touch with people, you know, through our phones, through our devices, and not necessarily coming together, putting the effort in to actually be face to face. So bravo to that. I really love that idea. And I'm happy that you're doing your part and keeping up with the people in your life in that way. I think that's so fulfilling.
Yeah, everybody's got their own way. And I think, you know, just exercise that, keep in touch with your friends, and make sure that, you know, you're giving back to your community. Because if you're not giving back to your community, then, you know, you're just taking it.
Right.
We can do better than that.
Absolutely. So can you tell our audience where they could find you and your website, so that they can, if they, you know, want to be part of all the wonderful things you're doing, or use your services?
Absolutely. Instagram is Follow Noah. I guess I don't really use it that much, but B-Vision is the virtual reality company. So it's www.be.vision. And LA Reels is our video production company, and that's lareels.com.
And that's lareels.com. And I've used LA Reels for my media reel and for my videos, and you guys do such a phenomenal job and so professional. And also so personal, and you really do get to know the person behind the work, and that's what I really appreciate about you. So thank you, Noah, so much for joining me today. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Have a great day and stay well.